Hello, dear listeners. Here is the latest episode of my podcast, Creating a Future, part of the Objective series. When did the reversal in European environmental policies, which, like many, I deplore, begin? Two events stand out for me. Almost 8 years ago now, in November 2018, the Yellow Vests revolt erupted in France. It was a spontaneous movement, deliberately leaderless, and without a manifesto, representing a pure tax revolt by the middle and working classes living in rural and suburban areas, against an environmental tax on fossil fuels. This movement saw violent demonstrations and was itself the target of brutal police repression. This destructive chain of events deepened the social and geographical divide that had originally sparked it. Above all, it instilled a lasting fear in any political will in France, and more broadly across the European Union, to pursue the ecological transition. Closer to the present, in the spring of 2024, European farmers, at the call of their professional organizations, embarked on a campaign of protests, leading to massive disruption to traffic and logistics, and in some cases, severe damage to public buildings, with complete impunity. There were many causes for this discontent. A rise in the price of nitrogen fertilizers, linked to the Russian aggression of Ukraine. 2 successive years of drought, resulting from climate disorder. Low and falling incomes within an unequal commercial relationship with large-scale retailers. Rather than tackling these root causes, which highlight the impasse of the current agro-industrial system, the agricultural professional organizations, in a display of sheer cowardice, have directed their demands against the weakest opponent, environmental regulations, primarily those set up at European scale. Their fault? Timidly pointing the way forward to get out of this impasse. Their vulnerability, being the target of constant slander from uninspired national politicians and receiving deliberately insufficient media coverage. Once again, within a matter of weeks, governments and the European Commission have caved in and legitimized this hostile rhetoric towards environmental standards. In June 2024, as part of this regressive trend, the elections brought a right-wing and far-right majority into the European Parliament, which has since been methodically dismantling the achievements of the European Green Deal. What conclusions can we draw from this? That this backlash is inevitable, and that European society is irrevocably locked into an economic model, and in particular an agricultural model, that destroys the natural environment on which our lives depend, in the biological sense of the term? No. The conclusions I draw is quite different. It is this. Social justice is the absolute prerequisite for any environmental action. Social justice is not a nice to have, a marginal adjustment, nor a charitable handout tacked on at the end of a speech. It must be the first major and central pillar of the transformation of our societies towards sustainability. Why? Not merely to avoid a repeat of the conflicts, sometimes violent, that I have just mentioned. Quite simply because humanity is all in the same boat, planet Earth. And there is not, nor will there ever be, a lifeboat or an emergency escape pod for anyone. On this ship, it is simply unacceptable to demand considerable efforts to adapt from those toiling in the hold, while first-class passengers continue their orgy of overconsumption as if nothing were amiss. The efforts we must make, particularly in terms of consumption, to ensure our society is sustainable, must be massive, rapid, and long-term, with no hope of returning to the so-called normality of the late 20th century. We must all make these efforts, and the wealthiest far more so than the rest. How? That is the very purpose of the social pact proposed by the Cosmopolitical Cooperative in its long-term vision, the Society of Agreement. You'll be able to listen to the next episode in the coming days. See you soon.